Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, hi. Welcome along to the podcast. Michelle can't be with us due to technical difficulties, and we hate technical difficulties. But today she cooked us the latest TikTok cooking sensation that was, well, it's been taking the world by storm.
Because of this recipe, the grocery stores in Finland ran out of feta cheese. So good.
I just hate that woman.
So good. Oh, my God.
Well, the main thing. I just hate the fact that she said the grocery stores in Finland. She's done the research. Mm. And obviously she's gone in touch with every grocery store in Finland. I find that hard to believe.
I think that the recipe isn't that amazing that the grocery stores in Australia are going to run out of feta cheese.
It's just, I'm skeptical on that part of the whole thing.
So good. That's what
so
I mean.
So good. We ran good. Finland. The United Nations are now shipping over feta cheese.
Why do you pick Finland? I mean, why Finland?
Finland, the place I long to be.
Pick a place that doesn't have as many people. You know, like New Zealand. Tasmania ran out of feta cheese. You can understand that.
Yeah, but I think it originated in Finland, the idea of it.
Oh, the idea of
this
recipe.
I think that's
recipe.
Where the TikTok kind of...
Right.
I think that's also where TikTok and the likes of Spotify are biggest.
Oh, Spotify's huge in Europe. Massive.
And
Spain.
Especially in Scandinavia.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because they don't like... they never liked Steve Jobs, so they didn't want Apple.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now they're all stuck with Samsung phones. Suckers. Yeah. Hey, you'll be able to hear that in the podcast and a whole lot more. Enjoy. See ya.
Hey, Michelle, I'm on your Instagram page and your Twitter page, and I noticed no blue ticks. No blue ticks.
No, I was sort of being a bit rebellious, and I thought, oh, God, every wanker's got a blue tick now.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to have one.
Exactly right.
Nicely what put. Do you think? Nicely yeah. put. Because the stories after catching my attention, a lady over in America kind of had the same feelings that you had. Or I don't have a blue tick either.
And, look at us, eh?
Yeah, look at us. We're rebels.
Rebels.
Jeez. We don't need that sort of recognition. No, we do not. But apparently some people do, all right? Some people really need it. This lady, she's spotted online that a lot of people feel that if they get the blue tick, it's a form of eliteness. That it takes them to a different level. Oh, you got a blue tick, you're someone special.
You're like verified as the real you.
The real you.
It's really me.
Just in case you didn't know it was you.
Followed by 45 people.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is right. Well, she got onto Photoshop. And she found a house, and she created a blue tick that you could put on the side of a house. All right, it's all fake.
Oh.
It's all fake. She called it bluecheckhomes.com. She wrote, you can now get a verified badge crest on your Bay Area home if you're an influencer, public figure, or represent a brand. And she did it as a tongue-in-cheek, and it was a bit of a laugh.
Okay.
Well,
right, fun.
Some people didn't think it was a laugh. She got 500 applications for one of these blue checks to be put on people's houses. 500 applications of genuine people thinking that, hey, I need to be verified that I am this. And I need the whole world to know. It does raise the question, though, okay, this whole need for verification. I mean, is there a time in life where you could do with that. You know, you got some mates and they turn around and say, hey, listen, go down and check out that chicken shop. It's awesome. You'd love to say, hey, now, wait a minute. Are you verified in that? Because I'm not heading down there. If you're not verified, I'm not taking your advice on this, okay?
Yes.
You'd love it. Like, it's the same thing with, you know, alcohol or go to a pub. Are you verified? That toilet there, you say, you can go in there, it's fine. Have you got a record? Are you verified that when you say it's fine, it's okay? I think that's what we need. What do you reckon?
Walking around with a blue tick on your...
On your head.
Like a badge. On your head, just straight up on your head.
Just like a little blue tick. I reckon it would take off.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the other thing that would take off would be the meetings, Wankers Anonymous. You go every single Thursday night to Wankers Anonymous and you'll be right, hanging out with everybody else who's been verified.
Yeah, verified wanker.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I don't know about you guys, but roaming around the house in the early hours of the morning can be a perilous activity, I gotta say.
Yes.
Because the rest of our families are all asleep. So, you know, we get up quite early. The rest of our families are all fast asleep. So we're kind of mooching around, trying to do things very quietly, making sure we don't wake anyone up. I do this every single morning, and I'm half asleep. The eyes are actually still stuck together. I don't know. I must have conjunctivitis or something, because I wake up in the morning, and there's a layer there. Yeah,
I think it's just your eyes are meant to be closed at that hour. You know what?
I think you're right. I think you're 100% right. My eyes are saying to me, hey, Damien, this isn't necessary.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. You're nuts. You know, I've got to prize my eyes open. And then once they're open, I get up out of the bed. I'm in the daze. And Eileen, my wife, a short while ago, bought a thing called a Shakti mat. Have you heard of a Shakti mat, Michelle?
No. What does that do?
Very good.
Okay, Shakti
mat. Does it pull your eyes open?
No, it has nothing to do with the eyes, but what it does do is it helps your circulation. It is a mat that you lay out, and it's got these little spikes, little spikes, and what you're meant to do is you're meant to stand on it very gently, very gently. And it gets the circulation going through. Now, they're little spikes, okay? I suppose
it's like a bed of nails, right?
That's exactly
like a bed of nails. That's comes from India, the Shakti mat.
That's right, a bed of nails. Oh. It has an acupuncture sort of vibe about it, without actually breaking skin.
Yeah,
all right. It just gets to the level where skin could be broken and then backs off. Mm. Well, this Shakti mat in our house seems to just. It roams around. You know, it always ends up in the most random place. This morning, I'm waking up, I'm half asleep, barefoot walking across the room, and I stand on the Shakti mat. In the dark. I can tell you one thing. I leapt so high. I mean, I'm rising up. I was a high jumper.
You're like a cat in the early morning getting a fright.
And you know, you do that thing where you go, what the hell? You know, yeah. All sorts of kind of expletives come out, but they're all in a really condensed, kind of compressed form so that you don't wake up anyone. But this, Shakti, it's not the first time it's caught me.
No,
I'm telling you,
it hasn't caught you. Your family's caught you. This is what I find about this job, Straney. I don't know if you found this. The longer you do it, the less your family respects you for it, and so they just leave the house like an obstacle course. Like you're probably the first person to go to bed.
Yes,
and then it's like you wake up in the morning. Do you do this on purpose? Do you actually leave things around knowing that I'm going to be creeping around in the darkness and I just have to try and survive the journey from my bed to my shower?
Yes. Well, you wake up some morning and you're like, so what happened after I went to bed last night? Did like 20 people arrive and there was a party? What happened?
A Shakti party? What happened here?
The amount of times you stand on a toy has a squeaker in it and you're like, oh no, it's early in the morning. You know, but it does happen when the lights are down, when the lights are off, it's either late at night, early in the morning. You stand on stuff that you just go, oh, no.
And trip over stuff. Why is the hose inside? Why is the hose in here?
Your kids have gone next level, Michelle, but we want to find out from you, what have you stood on in the dark?
Yep, Colin's on the phone.
Vindictive cat's vomit.
Vindictive cat vomit. I know that kind. It's different, yeah.
Something about...
Right up inside, all up inside the bed.
Oh, nice. Oh! Nice.
And then all up inside your toes.
Yes. Oh,
stop, all right, stop. That's it.
That's cats for you guys. Yeah. This is what cats do. You wouldn't catch a dog doing that.
Hashtag not all cats, okay?
Why'd he do that to me?
Yeah, why you play me like that? When I was in Queensland, I grew up in Queensland, and of course the biggest worry that you have is walking to your car or sort of walking outside and standing on a cane toad.
Yes.
Oh, disgusting.
Oh,
it is disgusting. I mean, that's the biggest. And sometimes it can happen in your house. I mean, they can get in. That's the biggest fear that you live with in your whole life.
Now, you're saying it's your bigger fear. Did you ever do it?
Yes, of course. We've all done it. Yes.
I did it all the time when I lived in Mackay. Yeah. And you can almost slip over on the buggers.
Because you can't see them, Damien. It's like even at dusk, they're there, and they're somehow they just meld into the environment. You cannot see them, and they're quiet, and they're just like... under your foot. Yeah. And,
disgusting. You may as well get some garlic sauce. Eat them.
No, you can't. Filled with poison. 4275 1965. Give us a call. What did you stand on in the dark?
All right, Lily, what about you? What have you stood on?
I stood on a toothpick.
I hope it was lying horizontal, not vertical.
It was lying horizontal on the floor for some reason, and no, it wasn't horizontal in my foot. It was straight up and down.
So it went straight in.
Half in, half out.
Who's leaving toothpicks lying around, Lauren?
I know.
I
wouldn't let my dad take it out. I just wouldn't let him near it, and Mum had just gone out for a trivia night.
I love that. If this is a job for Mum, get away from me.
Quite annoyed that I had to call her back, and yeah, because she'd had a few drinks as well.
Well, at least
I had to call her to come home, and she just got home. She looked at me, walked over to me, ripped it straight out of my foot, and left.
Yeah, straight back to trivia.
Back to trivia.
Yeah, no flies on Mum.
That's
mums.
Mums are no messing around with stuff like that. Just go and get that.
That's everyone. Everyone in that story is just doing what they should do. There's a useless dad and a kid who's being a pain in the ass and wrecking your night.
Yes. Hey, G and Shell Harbour, tell us, what did you stand on in the dark?
Yeah, hey, guys, I was doing that
solemn
charge.
Oh, geez, got a dodgy mobile.
Geez, a dodgy line.
Oh, gosh. It sounded like he stood on his phone in the dark. We'll come back to
they
Jeff.
Did.
Don't go anywhere, G, don't go anywhere, because in Wollongong, Mike, what did you stand on in the dark?
Mate, morning, Strainy. It's been a minute. We're a fur family, and the dogs have got those little blue and white bones, the plastic chew bones.
Oh, yeah.
When they're brand new, they're nice and smooth. But after a few months of being chewed on, they've got really sharp edges.
Yes.
And, mate, it's like the mat that you were talking about, Damien.
Oh, the Shakti mat.
The sharp edges.
Yeah, it is. I've Googled it, and the Shakti mat has got all these, like, white sort of discs on it, hasn't it? And each disc has about 8 spikes coming out of it, prongs. And I'm seeing photos of people's backs after they've lay on it. They're all red and sore.
Yeah.
And that was your foot.
And straight onto it. Normally what you do is you ease onto it. You just crash. It's like you dip your toe in the hot water. Check it out.
Yeah.
And at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're straight onto the thing.
Exactly. Hey, I've just been told that G's back on his dodgy mobile that he stood in the dark. What did you stand on, G?
Yeah, guys, I was doing that solemn trudge, you know, when you go down to get your coffee after the alarm's gone off.
Yeah.
And I've got down to the bottom step and I've got a little bit of pace up. And I've stood on this warm, soft, soggy dog diarrhea.
Oh!
Did you slip? Did you slip a bit?
As I stood on it, I started doing the Irish jig, a bit of river dance one.
Yep.
All over the wall.
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
You can feel his pain in his voice. Gee, that's a good one. The old dog poo never goes astray, does it?
Oh, God.
Because
then you've got to clean it up as well. It's not like the Shakti mat. You can just swear and sort of get on with your life
and brush it for somebody else to walk on. You just got to go.
Yeah.
But no, but the dog one, you've got to get in there. And once you've stood on it, you've compressed it. It's spread out.
Yep.
It's, you know.
You're probably taking a few more steps as you go, and it's everywhere.
Oh. And he's doing an Irish jig, so he's kicking it everywhere.
Yes.
It's called flying.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, Laurie, you've shared an amazing video.
It's just a TikTok, guys. It's no big deal. You know, it's just a TikTok.
Oh, look at you. No big deal.
You're hip.
Me and
hip
the other cool kids.
Yeah. It's actually a very nice TikTok video. You're making food in it.
Yeah, my daughter made the TikTok because they are mad for it, my kids. Because I went home after you were telling me yesterday, I did not know about this. And you were like, there's this recipe. There's this TikTok recipe that everyone's talking about. And I said, well, I'm not talking about it, but I think I probably know 2 people who are. So I was talking to my children. I said, do you guys know about some TikTok recipe? And they went, yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Of course we do. God. We did days ago.
Oh, God.
I said, whoa. Okay, well, can you show me? And so they did, and it's fabulous. Listen to how much this lady loves it.
Because of this recipe, the grocery stores in Finland ran out of feta cheese. So good.
So good. So what's
so good?
So
good.
Wait, before you go on, so Finland has a feta cheese crisis at the moment. There is no feta cheese in Finland.
As a result of TikTok.
They're going to have to start shipping it in, you know.
And you've got to remember, TikTok is short videos. So this is the beauty of this recipe. This is so easy and short, and it has to be for me because I'm busy and I don't, long story short, I don't cook much. So this is how short it is. Great midweek meal. Got a baking dish, turned the oven on to about 180. I cook everything at 180. So oven on at 180, baking dish, 2 punnets of cherry tomatoes, put them in the bottom, cover them in olive oil, salt, pepper, mix them around. This is all in our TikTok video, which you can check out on the Facebook page. And then on top of that, of the beautiful tomatoes, we just sat a block of feta cheese. Personally, I went with goat's cheese feta because I did a little bit of research and I read that it makes a creamier sauce in the end.
Good.
Okay.
So just put that on top and then bunged it in the oven for 40 minutes. And then towards the end of that, I put on a pot of spaghetti, cooked that. And then at the end of the 40 minutes, I pull out the baking dish and I put in some fresh garlic that I'd crushed up and it sort of cooks in that hot tomatoey, olive oily juice. And then you're crushing down the feta into it and that's making the sauce. You're just pushing down the feta, mixing it into the tomatoes, crushing the tomatoes in the garlicky, olivey stuff. And then you just put your pasta into that, mix it all around. That's dinner. Dinner is served, guys. Thank you, TikTok.
What's the verdict? I mean, did you like it?
So good. So delicious. Even Louis, my son, who is so picky, ate it. I had to pull out all the green bits and all the red bits, but he loved it.
I'm not happy with this because I'm now really hungry. That sounds amazing, actually, Michelle.
What a midweek winner.
Oh, exactly. And that's what midweek dinners are all about. Really easy. And thank you, TikTok. Thank you, Michelle's kids.
Healthy. Vegetarian, even. Yeah, so you could add, you could add meat if you really need to, or you cannot. It's a vegetarian meal. And you've got your protein and your cheese. It's great.
Have a look at the video right now. Yeah. It's on the Facebook page. We've just found out we've got a call from our old mate, Cozzy from Country Grocer. G'day, Cozzy. What's doing?
I just listened to Michelle on that recipe, and I just thought, I'm just going to throw a few of those things together right now, wait the 45 minutes, and bring it on over and let you guys have a taste of it.
Oh, how lovely. You know what I forgot, though? Cozzy, I just realised I forgot the basil at the end, you know? Indeed. Break up a bit of fresh basil. Yeah, oh, you're onto it. Thank you.
And listen, I wouldn't dare offer it to someone who had pineapple on a pizza, but if if I was doing it just for me, I'd throw in some anchovies and black olives as well. But I won't do that for breakfast.
You're a good man. Oh, sweet, Cozzy. So you'll make this, you'll make this now and you'll bring it over later?
I need to wait till 8 o'clock till one of the girls come in and then I'm going to throw it in the oven and I'll be over at your place before 8:45.
Cannot that wait. Awesome. Cozzy from Country Grocer, you're a legend. I'm really looking forward to this because the video that that you made, Michelle, looked amazing. And now that Cozzy being a chef and a cook, no offence, I reckon it's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Bellissimo. Oh, that's what it's going to be.
Insane. Looking forward to that. Good on you, Cozzy. Cozzy from Country Grocer.
Morning, guys. Always a pleasure to see you, Cozzy, I gotta say. And you're a man who always brings gifts.
Mate, I was listening this morning and I just heard that recipe. And I love those things that are simple, throw it in the oven, toss it together and it's ready. So I thought I'd throw one together, bring it over and see how you like it.
Oh. Now, Michelle, you cooked this recipe. This is all off the back of a lady on TikTok who said, the most amazing recipe you'll ever have in your life.
Because of this recipe, the grocery stores in Finland ran out of feta cheese. So good.
Just run us through it again, Michelle, and exactly how easy it is to put together.
Well, I think Cozzy should probably because, I mean, you know, you are the expert, Cozzy. And earlier this morning when I ran us through it, I left out one of the key ingredients. So, Cozzy, can you tell us how you made it, please?
Well, I just did exactly what you said, except I managed to remember the basil.
Exactly.
So it was some gorgeous cherry tomatoes just thrown into the pan, a block of Danish feta I used from Country Grocer. I threw some salt and pepper. olive oil, into the oven for 35 minutes. When it came out, the pasta was ready. In with the fresh basil, chopped garlic, threw the pasta in. Voila, it's ready.
Oh, yum. Well, yum.
You can see Michelle's attempt at dinner last night, and it came up an absolute treat. They loved it. Now, Damien, are you ready for the TikTok taste test?
Well, I am absolutely ready for it because you've brought it over. It smells amazing.
There's a lot of garlic in there, mate.
I will be honest. Ordinarily, I don't eat cheese.
Wow, look at that.
And I don't eat tomatoes, but I'm going to do all of these for now because it looks amazing.
All right, well, we're going to get... Cozzy, do you want to do the honours and serve it up for Damo?
Why not?
Here we go.
There's a lot of garlic in mine too. I love a lot of garlic, Cozzy.
You can smell... Ooh, mate, I'm surprised you can't smell the garlic from Melbourne, Michelle.
Smells good.
There is that much
Melbourne
in there.
Always smells
Thank
like garlic.
Thank you very much,
Cozzy. There you go, Damien. There's your...
you don't get this every day.
The penne pasta as well. That's an interesting choice, Cozzy, the penne pasta.
It's actually the rigatoni. Thanks very much, Chef Straney.
Sorry, mate.
However, I use the hollow pasta whenever I want a sauce to penetrate the pasta, so it sort of fills the tubes and you get a better mouthful.
Damien?
Also, while Damien's digging in, you have a bite, lovey. Can I ask you, Cozzy, do you put a bit of the pasta water in with the pasta sauce as a general sort of rule?
I don't put the pasta in, but when I throw it into the colander to strain it, I don't let all the water go.
Yeah.
And you certainly don't rinse it. So all those starches on the pasta, they go into the sauce and it brings the sauce to the pasta.
Yes, great. Thank you. I started doing that too, but I just want to check that is right.
That water has the fullest starch and it's just sensational. I'm watching Damien eat and I'm a bit worried. For a bloke who doesn't eat cheese and tomato, I'm not sure how he even eats pasta.
Me neither.
You know what? It's actually really nice. For a guy who doesn't eat any of those sort of things, I'm doing all right with this.
I think you got to lighten up, mate, and try a few more things.
Maybe I do. Oysters is the next stop, I think.
Oh, yum.
Here we go.
Yeah, good boy. Good boy, Damien. Good boy.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Look, I'm growing up. I'm maturing.
This is probably the quietest I've been in 3 hours because this is amazing, Cozzy. It really is the midweek meal that every family can do. So simple. 35 minutes in the oven. You can have a look at Michelle's
Oh, it's all right. You can have a look at my video on Facebook. It's a TikTok that my daughter made because she's very good at the TikToks. And that's me making it, my chubby fingers making this meal kitchen last night. Yes, and it was delicious.
And if you are a family who is keen for a midweek meal, keep an eye on our Facebook page after 9 because, Cozzy, you've got all the ingredients for a family to make this tonight.
I thought I'd throw a whole lot of that together and someone can win it. And while I'm out doing my deliveries today, I'll drop it to the house and they can have it for dinner.
How good is that? Keep an eye on our Facebook page after 9 this morning. Jade Straney, Damien Leith, Michelle Laurie in the morning here at Wave FM. Cozzy, thanks so much for breakfast, lunch and for dinner. Man, this is a huge big pot of it. It's amazing.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.